Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Pollinators like honeybees are vital to almond production, so the almond industry is watching closely developments in pollinator health programs and collaborative efforts by researchers, industry groups, and the government. Christy Heitz is with Project APHIS M. She was part of the process in the White House's recently released pollinator report.
About a year ago, there were about 40 of us who were invited to the White House to talk about pollinator problems. And of course, my representation is for honeybees. And I voiced an opinion about some of the things that could certainly help honeybees. And there were others in the room also talking about other pollinators.
And that led to the Pollinator Health Task Force, which worked for several months to construct the federal strategies for pollinators.
The strategy includes four basic themes: research, expansion of education and outreach, increasing habitat, pollinator habitat, and developing public-private partnerships to accomplish those goals.
There are also many EPA target goals.
There's a large section about EPA, and they'll accelerate the review and registration of new varroa products for honeybees, which will be very important as that's the number one pest for the honeybee. They'll accelerate the review of neonicotinoids. They'll work on improving the framework for assessing all pesticide risk exposures to honeybees and also on incident reporting.
Heinz says the federal strategies for pollinators is exciting.
We've never seen a commitment to pollinators like this before at this level. So it's very exciting, and we look forward to working with the federal agencies. Project APHIS-M was mentioned a couple of times, actually, in the federal strategy as a good example of public-private partnerships, our work in funding pesticide research in collaboration with EPA, and our ability to do outreach to the beekeeping community and to growers. And they're very much encouraging these type of partnerships, and there will be many more to come. So, yes, I look forward to this.
You can find more on pollinator health online at projectapism.org. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.